Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. During the major signs of Qiyamah, yesterday we had done the advent of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu and the appearance of Dajjal. The next one is the descent of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The third major sign of Qiyamah is the descent of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and the killing of Dajjal. The descent of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is substantiated from the Quran, the Hadith, and Ijma', consensus of opinion. It is incumbent to hold his belief regarding Nabi Isa alayhi salam. He will descend from Jannat close to Qiyamah and meet with Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu will propose to hand over all control to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, who will decline, saying that his special mission was to slay Dajjal. Allah will put such effect in his breath that any disbeliever who comes in touch with it will pass away. Isa alayhi salam will pursue and kill Dajjal at a place called Bab al-Lud, which is in the land of Sham. After destroying Dajjal and his army, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu will console those who had suffered under the hands of Dajjal. Finally, the whole world will come under Islamic domination. During this glorious Islamic reign, the world will be filled with justice and mercy. Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu will rule over the world for 7 years before his death. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will perform the janazah salah, his janazah salah. He will pass away in Baitul Muqaddas and he will be buried there. At his death, his age will be between 47 and 50 years. After the demise of Sayyidina Mahdi radiallahu anhu, the leadership of Islam will pass over to Isa alayhi salam. He will adhere fully to the shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reign of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be a very peaceful one. During this time, Allah Ta'ala will send revelation to Isa alayhi salam saying, "Take my servants to the mountains, for I shall send a very powerful nation whom none will have the power to fight." Number 4, the appearance of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Close to Qiyamah, these two groups will emerge and wreak great havoc and turmoil on earth. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will go away to the mountains and pray to Allah Ta'ala for their destruction. Allah Ta'ala will finally eliminate them by a natural disaster. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala will create birds with long necks that will devour their corpses and throw their remains into the sea. There will be a great flood thereafter, which will cleanse the earth of the smell and disease that will result from the destruction of this tribe. After this, their destruction, there will be great prosperity on earth. This prosperity will remain for 7 years. Thereafter, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will die a physical death after accomplishing his mission. He will be buried in a grave next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In his lifetime, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will appoint his successor, a man named Jahjah from Yemen, from the tribe of Qahtan. He will rule with great justice and piety. After him, several rulers will follow. Slowly, evil and corruption will once again set in. Among the signs of this time is that a house in the west and the east will sink into the earth. Inshallah, we will continue from there tomorrow. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 17th para was recited, the 17 juz. In the para before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned about Qiyamah, the life of the year after, that you must wait for that day and you will finally see the final results. So ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the people that Qiyamah has come extremely close, the time of reckoning for people. But however, man is ghaflatin mu'aridun, he is drowned in unmindfulness and he is turning away from the objective of his life. And many people are passing their lives, their hearts are completely unmindful, just enjoying themselves in this worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when any nasihat and advice comes to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they listen to it, but they are playing, it's a pastime for them. Especially about Qiyamah, the life of the year after, they take it as a joke. They are not serious about it. Whereas, this is something which is a reality. So, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually reprimanding those people who take the Qiyamah and the mention of Qiyamah as a joke. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that to remind us about Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala has sent human beings, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to advise the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Quran Sharif. And Allah says, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. We have sent to you, O Nabi alayhi salam, a kitab. In it, there is nasihat and advice for you people. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Won't you use your aqal, your mind and your brains, and you ponder about the Quran Sharif? So actually one demand of the Quran, one right of the Quran is tadabbur al-Quran. To ponder over the Quran Sharif, to think about the meanings of the Quran. One ayat, and it was coming to the recesses of a person's heart. Another meaning of this ayat is, fi zikrukum, Allah has made your sharafat and your honor in this kitab. And those people will hold firm unto the Quran Sharif, Allah will give them honor. They say the Arabs were the most despicable people on the surface of the earth. No one wanted to rule over them. But when the Quran Sharif came into their lives, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the greatest honor in the world, that all the people desired now to become like them. They started ruling and controlling the whole world. Say the only, it was the basis of this Quran Sharif. So Allah will raise nations by means of this Quran, and Allah will disgrace nations by means of this Quran. So how much we hold firm unto the Quran Sharif, so much of honor Allah will give to us. And the third meaning ulama have mentioned, لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِيهِ ذِكْرُكُمْ. We have sent that down to you, a kitab in which you are mentioned, your zikr is made. They say there was a famous tabi'i by the name of Ash'ath ibn Qais, rahimahumullah. So one day he came across this ayat of the Quran Sharif, and then he said, I am mentioned in the Quran Sharif, let me see where I am mentioned. So he started reading through the whole Quran Sharif. And wherever he came over the verses of the people of Iman, that they were standing in nights in ibadat, that they were making jihad and sacrificing in the path of Allah, and what qualities they had. Then he looked into himself and said, I haven't got really all of these qualities. إِذَا ذِكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When Allah is mentioned, their hearts start trembling and fearing. When the ayat of the Quran is recited, the iman increases. He said, I haven't got these qualities in me. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And then he read the ayat of the kuffar and disbelievers and the munafiqs and hypocrites in the Quran and all, and how they will be going to Jahannam. And he said, Allah protect me, but I don't have all of these qualities what I see about the kuffar. And then he came across one ayat of the Quran, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. There are certain people who make i'tiraf, they admit their sins. They do evil actions also and they do good actions. And soon Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. He said, I am amongst those people. This, I can see the Quran Sharif has mentioned me here. So anyhow, the Quran Sharif is mentioning people. So it's mentioning us. So we must look in the Quran Sharif to see that ayat, does it refer to me? The qualities of the munafiq, the qualities of the hypocrites, the qualities of the kuffar, or is the qualities of the people of Iman? Do I have those qualities? So the Quran Sharif is mentioning us. All the human beings will come on the surface of the earth. They will definitely fall into one of the categories which the Quran Sharif has mentioned. So really we should ponder over the Quran and think, do I have these qualities in my life or not? Anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here that regarding Qiyamah, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came, the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, and together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed some natural signs in the world. If a person uses his mind, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, they were joined together, then Allah ta'ala split them open. Allah ta'ala says, from the water we have created every living thing. Allah placed on the earth huge mountains, which were like pegs, so that the earth doesn't shake and move. And the earth remains stagnant, it's not moving, it remains stagnant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made many roads so that people can travel on these roads and they can find the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the skies for us a protective roof so that no harm comes to the people living on the surface of the earth. And Allah has created the day and the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun and the moon. All of these are moving in their orbits. So these are all clear signs of Allah's qudrat and Allah's power. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging us, believe in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Qiyamah is a reality. And there are certain people, unfortunately, when these ayats of the Quran Sharif come, they make a joke of it, and they say, when is this coming down? We are waiting for it. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, if only they knew the time will come when they will have to move away from their faces the fire, and they won't be able to save their faces from the fire, neither their backs, no one will be able to help them. They used to make a big joke of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Now they will be destroyed. They will have to stand up on the day of Qiyamah. And there will be scales. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِنَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. There will be scales of justice. Exactly as the actions a person had done, it will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. And not only just weigh the actions, but the ikhlas and sincerity. How much of sunnah a person followed. All of this will give weight to the actions of a person on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah says, no zulam and oppression will be done upon a person. One small atom's weight of action a person has done, Allah will bring everything forward in the day of Qiyamah. So whatever we are doing in life, it's not just coming and going, but on the day of Qiyamah we'll have to answer for it. If we have made a mistake and we make tawbah, Allah will forgive us. And if we have done a good action, we should not destroy the good actions. We backbite about somebody, we cause harm to somebody. Otherwise all our good deeds will be taken and given to that person. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in great detail that this message of Qiyamah and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came in the past Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also. This is called Suratul Anbiya. And in this surah Allah mentions 17 of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And they came to their people in different times, and they had different examinations in life. They remained steadfast, they were successful. They encouraged their people, those who listened to them were successful, and those who did not obey them, they were destroyed. For example, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came, and logically, he proved to his people that the idol worship is completely wrong, it is a destruction for a person, but they were not prepared to accept. After Allah showed them a great sign, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was taken and thrown into the fire, and he came out Allah Ta'ala made him fireproof. No harm came to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It was a great sign and clear sign of Allah's qudrat and power, and that Ibrahim alayhi salam is on the sirat. But unfortunately, these people are still not prepared to accept it. So if he died, it's not written for a person. No matter what signs a person will see, he won't accept it. And anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him and Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah Ta'ala sent them to the land of Sham, which was full of barakah and blessings. And Allah Ta'ala gave them great honor and respect. Progeny of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, pious people. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he went to his people. Allah said, we saved him. He went to a people who were doing the evil action of homosexuality and all other kinds of immoralities. And Allah Ta'ala destroyed them eventually. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. Then Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam and Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, what ni'mat and bounties Allah gave them. They made shukr and they thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So different Anbiya alayhi salam came with different examinations and how they passed the examinations of flying colors. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, so Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam, they had the abundance of power and wealth. They made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, he has sickness. He turned his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala looked after him. Allah protected him. So whatever halat and condition a person has got in life, he must turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the sum total. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he was swallowed up by the fish. Immediately at that time he turned to Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Oh Allah, there is not, no one besides you. You are pure. I am amongst the oppressors. Allah said, we accepted his dua and we saved him from this gham and worry and problems he was in. And Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Is that only for Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam? Similarly, is our action with all the believers, any believer who will turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's help and assistance will come to him. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, he called out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had no children, he was worried about his deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his dua. And Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was given to him. And Maryam radiallahu anha, she was a woman of purity and chastity. Allah ta'ala made her a sign, and her son Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, sign for the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of these Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam came with one message. That is, worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn your attention, build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever conditions you come in life, you will come. There is the difficulty of ease or difficulty of conditions of difficulty. Whatever conditions come across in a person's life, he must need to turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower and send his mercies upon those people. And Allah ta'ala says that eventually Qiyamah is going to take place. And there are certain signs of Qiyamah. Example, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, they will be coming on the surface of the earth. So Qiyamah is a reality. وَاقْتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ. This, the promise of Allah is very close. And at that time, those people who are kuffar and disbelievers, their eyes will be shocked and it will be opened. They won't be able to close their eyes. And they said, يَا وَيْلَنَا قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. We were in complete unmindfulness about this year. In actual fact, we were made zulam and oppression upon ourselves. We destroyed ourselves. They and whatever they worship besides Allah Ta'ala will be taken now. And they will become the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So in the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala mentions about Qiyamah, people are unmindful. And at the end of the surah, Allah mentions that those who are unmindful, this is the final result. And if a person will follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the pious, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah has given them many promises. For example, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. Allah has written in the Zabur already, in the book of Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam, that the earth, our pious servants, they will inherit it. And this became apparent in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, where they inherited the land of Sham and many, many other places of the world. Allah Ta'ala gave it to them and the Islamic Khilafat was established. And unfortunately, when the Muslim people, when they left out the following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the Khilafat was taken away from us. Now exactly 102 years ago, where the Khilafat was abolished and it was removed from the Muslim world, and we see today all of the zulam and oppression taking place in the world. This is because there is no Islamic Khilafat in the world. We, every one of us, it's our duty actually to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that after 1300 years, Khilafat remained and then it was taken away from the Muslims because of our gunas and our sins. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah must bring alive the Islamic Khilafat. There will be protection of the Muslims in this way. Then the next surah is Surah Hajj. And in Surah Hajj also, at the end of the Surah Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Qiyamah, the life of the year after is a reality. So he also in the beginning of this surah, Allah mentions about Qiyamah. اتقوا ربكم في الله سبحانه وتعالى. Remember, زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. The earthquake of Qiyamah is a very great thing. The day you will see it, تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت. Every breastfeeding mother, while she is breastfeeding her child, she will become unmindful of what she is breastfeeding. وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها. Every woman who is carrying a child, she'll abort her child. وترى الناس سكارى. You will see people who will be drunk. وما هم بالسكارى. In actual fact, they won't be drunk. ولكن عذاب الله شديد. But the punishment of Allah Ta'ala will be extremely severe. We know there is a small earthquake in the world which takes place. One country or one town is affected. What destruction. How much of fear is in the hearts of people. How will people's lives are changed. Imagine the day of Qiyamah when the whole world there will be the earthquake. What a frightening scene it will be. Some ulama say it will happen in the world before Qiyamah will take place. Some say on the day of Qiyamah also there will be this scene where the people will have so much of fear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اتقوا ربكم. Bring taqwa in your life. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these occasions also Allah's help and assistance will be with you. Allah will protect you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qiyamah is a reality. You don't believe it. I've got clear signs in this world. You think that how is it possible that Allah will give us a life again? We pass away, we die, and now we're going to get resurrected again. So Allah gives two clear signs. Allah says, I created you from a drop of sperm. You were nothing at all. In different stages I created you. And now suddenly you became a human being. And then you're going to eventually pass away. So what a whole system Allah has made. So what difficulty is there for Allah Ta'ala to create you a second time? You know, in life, you to make a car the first time is difficult. Once all the parts are disassembled, taken out, to join it together, if a person knows, it's easier for a person than to build it the first time. So for a human being who is now disassembled, all his parts are cut and broken up into different pieces, for Allah Ta'ala to join it again, it's nothing difficult at all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, you will see the earth is dead completely. We send down the water, and suddenly the earth, overnight, it becomes alive. So similarly, there's one bone in the, every human being, the coccyx bone, which is in the back of a person, ajab al-zamb. Every human being, that portion of the body doesn't destroy, it's not decomposed. It remains in the grave. So when the Qiyamah will take place, a rain will come from the heavens, like how the rain comes down on the earth. And one small seed, the whole plant grows. So this rain will come onto that portion of the body, and the whole body will be formed around it. And the person will wake up on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, it happens overnight. Then in a few seconds, Allah will make it such, and the human beings will come back into existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've got the full power to do this. There are certain people, unfortunately, who don't believe. They are muzabzab. Half, they're not sure they must believe, they mustn't believe. These are people who are causing great harm to themselves. They have got shak and they've got doubts within themselves. Allah protect and save us from shak and doubts. Wrong company leads a person to doubts of Iman and Islam. And so the environment which a person is staying in, this creates a lot of doubts in the hearts of people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that why are you not prepared to accept the whole heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon? They are all in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stars and whatever there is in the world. If you don't want to accept, you are disgracing yourselves. Allah will disgrace you then. If Allah Ta'ala disgraces the person, فَمَا لَهُ مِن مُكْرِمٍ, there is no person to honor that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do as he wants to. And then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the surah, he brings mentions the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That if you want to save yourself on the day of Qiyamah, follow the path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the mazhab which he had, it became apparent in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That exactly now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has shown us the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and no other. The other Anbiya alayhi salam also showed the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, but their mazhabs have changed. So whether it is Isa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the explanation of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has been abrogated. Now we have to follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam only through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Any other way will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And one speciality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ta'zeem sha'air Allah, to honor the great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, Hajj. We want a great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shah Waliullah rahmatullah alayhi said that there are four signs, four sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these four, every Muslim must honor and respect. If a person will honor and respect these, then deen will be in a person's life, and then a person will be able to, he will be preparing for akhirat in that. So the four signs he says, one is Quran Sharif. A person must respect the Quran and whatever is connected to Quran Sharif. And then, like the month of Ramadan is connected to Quran, so you respect the month of Ramadan. So Quran. The second thing he says is the Nabi. You have to respect the Nabi of Allah. And whatever is connected to the Nabi. So the wives of the Nabi, the children of the Nabi, the Sahaba, the companions of the Nabi. So the Nabi is the sha'ir of Allah, the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing he says is Kaaba Sharif. Kaaba Sharif also is the great sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may you azim sha'ir Allah. And whatever is connected to Kaaba Sharif, whether it's the rite of Hajj, etc., these are all connected to Kaaba Sharif. So and the fourth thing he says is Salat. Salat is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever is connected to Salat, whether it's namaz with jamaat, whether it's the masajid, all of the things connected to Salat, these are amongst the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever honors the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it shows a person has got taqwa, he He's got piety. This is a sign of piety in a person's heart. Because obviously we cannot respect Allah Ta'ala directly. So Allah Ta'ala has made certain signs. We got no right ourselves to establish these signs. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has established these signs for us. Like how Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah established him as a great sign. Allah Ta'ala told all the angels to make sajda to him. We can't from our own side make it. So all of these signs also Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has established it in the world. So we have to honor them and respect them. By doing so, we are actually showing respect to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and to the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, in every ummah we had certain signs, certain forms of ibadat and worship, so that they can remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So one is Hajj, one is the Qurbani. So a person of Iman must respect these signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And there were certain people who did not respect the signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They destroyed them. They killed people, they murdered people, and they caused a lot of harms to the signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They would destroy the places of worship of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Whatever the people were worshipping, they would go and destroy them. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, for this reason, we have actually established a jihad to protect the Muslims from the signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala being desecrated and being destroyed. And today in the world also we find that how when the enemies attack any Muslim country, then they go and attack all the signs of Islam, the Quran Sharif, the masajid, and they try to desecrate these things. Whereas in Islam it is not permissible even for other religions, even if they are on falsehood, it's not permissible for us to go and desecrate and destroy their signs. So anyhow, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions about this, and then the past nations and how they did not accept the signs of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and eventually they were destroyed. Finally, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions about certain doubts which come in the hearts of people. Any Nabi comes, any Rasul comes, then Shaitan comes and tries to cause trouble in the hearts of people. He puts doubts in the hearts of people regarding the Ambiya alayhi salatu wasalam in today's time, regarding the pious people, regarding Islam and Iman. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala thereafter establishes the right way, and he removes whatever wrong thoughts. Shaitan comes and puts doubts in the hearts of people, whether it's regarding Qurbani, whatever it is. And the ulama haq, the true ulama, they will speak out and they will explain to the people the wisdoms and how Allah Ta'ala's system is. Today people have a lot of doubts regarding women's rights in Islam. Oh, they got doubts about those things. So Shaitan comes and puts all of these doubts in the hearts of people, and in today's time using all the propaganda. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala removes it, and the ulama give answers from the Quran and Hadith, and they explain to the people the right way. Eventually what happens is, people who got doubts in their hearts, they fall into fitna, and those whose hearts are hard. But the people of Iman, they understand, and they get more yaqeen and conviction when they hear the explanations, how the ulama explain exactly what is the wisdoms behind this. The Iman increases, and they realize that this has come from the side of Shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala gives a person even more guidance and more strength of Iman when a person hears and understands the teachings of deen and the wisdoms behind the commands of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then eventually at the end of the surah, again Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions about the Quran Sharif, the greatness of the Quran, and the power of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that Allah says that this whole world is so weak. Whatever you are calling besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, they are so weak, they cannot even create a fly. Even if the whole world gathers together to create one fly, they can't do so. And if the fly has to come and snatch away something from them, small amount of food, لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِنْ, they can't even go and get the food back from the fly. How weak the person who is calling out, and those who have been called out, they are extremely weak. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ, you haven't understood who Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the value and the greatness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, how great Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is. You're supposed to have understood it, then it becomes easy to worship Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala ends up again saying that sacrifice in deen and follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And when a person will follow the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will be your mawla, Allah will be helper and assistant. How Allah Ta'ala will help you in this worldly life also, Allah Ta'ala will help you on the day of Qiyamah, because we did that in the beginning of the surah, in ittaqu rabbakum, fear the day of Qiyamah, fear Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah will help you in this world, and Allah will help you especially on the day of Qiyamah, which is an extremely terrifying day. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq. At least we should make dua for it, and then we should try to make an effort. Normally when a person makes dua also, we always make dua for things of this dunya, for our worldly needs. How many of us make dua that, oh Allah, make it easy for me on the day of Qiyamah, save me from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, grant me direct entry into Jannah, give my book of deeds in my right hand, make my scales heavy on and weighty on the day of Qiyamah. So we should be making dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala regarding these matters also, because these are the most important matters. The life after we leave this world, this life of ours is short. Just the day of Qiyamah alone is 50,000 years, and the life in the qabr is a few thousand years. How much of dua and effort are we making in that line? Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding.